seems a little odd and distasteful in my mind. You know, it's the game's over. No need to rub it in and kick guys while they're down. It was a very competitive game, very competitive season for the Green Bay Packers, and it was a gut-wrenching loss for them. The kicker missed the extra point and the field goal and had some mismanagement of the clock, and then to kick them while they're down is unprofessional, in my opinion. He's a very competitive guy. He likes the rivalry. I get that. During the game, you yell whatever you want to yell, but after the game, man, shake their hands and give them the respect they deserve. That was unnecessary in my mind.
It was Jay Gruden from his appointment with us this hour talking about Ben Johnson. This has become a major conversation today around the NFL. For those of you that didn't watch the Packers and the Bears on Saturday night, it was an incredible game. Chicago was down 21-3 at halftime, and by 12 in the fourth quarter, they come back to win, scored a touchdown with 4:18 to go to pull to within three, score a touchdown with 68 seconds left to take a four-point lead, and they win in a game where, you know, they ran 77 plays for 352 yards, and after really a horrific first half, they lit it up and kind of took the Packers' lunch in the second half. After the game, Danny, well-documented, this relationship is as icy as, you know, a delicious cold beverage out of the freezer.
Yeah.
Between the coaches, LaFleur of the Packers, who's this really just classy, nice, likable, whether you think he should keep his job or did a great job this year or not, like just a hardworking, good dude that no one has any beefs with around the league. And then Ben Johnson, who, as good of a job as he's done, does not give off those same warm and fuzzies. When he had his introductory press conference, he complimented a couple of the coaches in the division that he was looking to go head-to-head with, and then he talked about how he couldn't wait to beat Matt LaFleur twice a year. LaFleur didn't know him at all. They had no relationship. It's a really weird comment. But what I've realized is, while I've wondered all along, what is his deal here? Why doesn't he like LaFleur? Why does he troll them so hard? He is trying to reinstill this rivalry, it seems like. It is really important to him. It's like Cowboys-Redskins.
Yeah.
Packers-Bears, he is like turning up the faders on 11 on the rivalry in his own locker room with his team, with that fan base. I don't know if it's to indoctrinate yourself with fans, like when Bryce Harper says he likes cheesesteaks and
the Liberty Bell,
Fresh Prince of Bel Air, or if it's because he thinks it's important for the program because they're the best team in the division or whatever. I don't know. But after the game, so the handshake is super icy, borderline non-existent. Just, I thought, classless is the word I would use. Like, it's a great game. Yeah. It was good for the sport. Everyone had fun. LaFleur comes out to meet you at midfield. No eye contact. You kind of grab his hand as you walk the other direction. Really, really weird, but kind of what he's been doing with Matt LaFleur the whole time. He says after the game they were talking trash about us. We heard a lot from them. A lot of trash talk all week long. I don't know. I didn't hear it. I wasn't paying attention to it. Maybe that's true. After the game in the locker room, after the bad handshake, which I think is ridiculous, and he needs to figure that out and act with a little more class. He's addressing his team, and he says, bleep the Packers. And people have taken this as like one of the most ridiculous, unprofessional slights ever. And as a guy who's team decorum, team do things the right way, please act with a little class, like I'm not cool with this handshake thing at all. I find it weird that behind closed doors, when addressing the grown men in your locker room, where every word's a curse word, we want the access and the cameras, but now we need to hear what we want to hear. Like, it needs to be the PG version of that. That's where you say whatever you want to say to me when everyone's shirts are off, standing around in the locker room. If you want to hear the PG version, then you need to wait until after that address, when you can come in, when the locker room's open. But if you want the content, if you want to see what the team and the players and the coaches are saying, I find it weird for people to take such issue with that. Is it, you know, classy? Is it, you know, good decorum or whatever? Would I say bleep the Packers? I wouldn't. But I'm also not going to get upset at what a coach says while addressing his team behind closed doors of the locker room. Very different than the handshake, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, to me, there are two separate categories here. And I'll do the locker room first. Yeah, I want that. I want that. I want my coach of the then Redskins, now the Local 53. If you beat Dallas in the postseason, give it to me. Say it. Say what I feel. Say what I would say. Do the thing that I do to the stupid Cowboys fans whom I hate. Do it. Give me that. Tell me that it matters to you one iota as much as it matters to me. You're getting paid for this. I live and breathe this. I'll be here rooting for the next guy and the next guy and the next guy to beat the team that I hate. I know it's not the same as it was in the 80s and early 90s. Free agency has done that. The way this league is, I know it's not the same, and I get that. at least keep up some fragment of the illusion. I know you went to college with some of those guys. You probably played with some of those guys. You know them from this travel circuit or this high school thing or whatever. And that's all well and good. Please keep some of that spark alive. It's what makes sports great. If it's just the whole thing's just a business transaction, then how am I supposed to maintain my level of passion? You're asking me to fork over hundreds of hours of attention, thousands of dollars in fandom, whether it's going to games, buying the merch, getting 19 different apps to be able to watch a game, whatever. You're asking me for that, and then you've got less passion than I do? No, give me that. I want that thing to happen where you hate my rival too. Give me that immediately. That's call number one. Call number two, what a classless jerk. What a baby. What a LeBron James level whiny, don't handshake somebody after the game because you won or lost, whatever. Nincompoop. What a ninny. God, that's so frustrating and annoying. Be a gentleman. Be a man. This is sports. We're not at war, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you shake the person's hand, look them in the eye, good game, good luck. Even if you don't mean it, you still do it.
Yeah.
It's, to me, it is so pathetic. You can keep that front up with your team and your fan base as long and as often as you want. I got no problem what you say to your group to get them motivated to go get in a car wreck 70-some place.
Which is kind of what I think right? It is. I think this is, an act might be not be the right word. It doesn't matter if it is or it isn't. Like, the act is that you are a jerk. You know what I mean? That you're acting a fool, right? But if you're going to do that, because you think that's what your team needs. Like, I bring up Kurt Cignetti, who I think is this awesome dude, incredible coach, Indiana, who everybody loves. It's funny, everybody hates Ben Johnson. Kurt Cignetti said about his comments early in his tenure when he said, I win, Google me. He said, I thought that's what my team needed to hear at the time. He said, I'm in a program where no one thinks we can win.
Yeah, you're trying to sell the idea that you belong to everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He grabbed,
I think that's what he's doing, yeah,
at a college basketball game and said, I don't remember, he didn't say bleep because he doesn't really curse publicly, which maybe is the point, but he said something like, Purdue sucks, and so does Ohio State, and so does Michigan, and he's like cutting a promo against all those teams. I didn't hear anybody taking great issue with Kurt Cignetti doing that, right? But it's the same thing. Like, he has decided, he this is what coaches do, this is what my team needs, this is the button I need to hit with my team, okay? I think that's what he's doing, is trying to instill this beef, instill this anger, this hostility toward the Packers, and create a rivalry again. This is what Ben Johnson said today about this, by the way, when he was asked about it, as they're starting to get ready for the Rams.
Beyond that. This is a rivalry, and city of Chicago, Green Bay, it needs to be a rivalry.
I don't hate that.
I endorse that.
But I will say, I just think you can have that, all of it,
precisely,
and shake the guy's hand after and do the little bro hug where you're like, hey, man, good game. It's the lowest bar of expectation.
Yeah, Joe Gibbs shook Bill Parcells' hand.
Lest we forget.
You know, let's do that.
They played the Lions two times, and Jared Goff, who he made a lot better, and who Goff helped, I would say it goes both ways. Like, Goff helped Jared Goff get the job that he got. It has been pretty icy and non-existent in the handshakes with them too, with the Lions. Like, I think this is his general demeanor. I think two things can be true. Like, you can be a jerk, and he can be an amazing coach. And he's certainly an amazing coach, by the way.
Yeah.
They are on their way to the second round of the playoffs, and they're a win away from a championship game in his first season, and he's turned Caleb Williams into a legitimate NFL quarterback. William in North Carolina, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I was telling my friend, I said, this guy won the game. Why are he acting like that? He won. And to me, like, he's just disrespectful, especially toward the young people. And now when the Rams beat Chicago, suppose his brother
probably is annoyed, and he's getting a text this week from LaFleur going, knock this ass down a pedestal, you know, on his pedestal. Knock him off his block a little bit here. Guess what's going to happen? If the Rams win that game, he's going to walk out there and he'll dap up Ben Johnson. Now, I'm sure Ben Johnson will do the same. He has only created this, like, one-sided rivalry with Matt LaFleur. I haven't seen this with anybody else. I also haven't seen it with Kevin O'Connell, who's in the division. But he might say Packers, Bears, Redskins, Cowboys, most important rivalry in sports. That's the bit he's doing.
Yeah, because the other teams have come and gone. Detroit, you know, had their window. Minnesota's been good, but it's Green Bay's division, right? They are the traditional power. They're the one. They're the one that the Bears fans hate the most. So, as you said, it's catnip to them.
I would say this about a coach here in D.C. too. I would. I promise. Even though I would say shake his hand, please be. I'm decorum guy. I'm team decorum. Find me anybody on the planet right now who acts with no decorum and is a public jackass. There's a really good chance I can't stand that person, okay? I think he needs to clean some of this up. But at the same time, I also believe as a coach, your obligation and your job is, frankly, to your team, in your locker room, to your building and your fan base. And I think with all of those people right now, it's 100 out of 10 grades for him.
Yeah, Green Bay doesn't like me. Cool.
If you want to make yourself the least likable guy in the sport, though, when it's not going well, you'll be out in a split second.
Sure.
You just got to know that. Eric in Bristow. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm a Packers fan. Not even getting into the debacle of a game that was. It's just, it's weird to see, you know, like, I get it, there's the rivalry and everything, but, like, Ben, you won, man. Like, you came in here, you started this whole one-sided beef with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur, he heard the comments, he was like, okay, man, I mean, I've never met the guy. we're playing football. and then, like, all of a sudden, like, he's dogging on him whenever he can. He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, we F the Packers after the game. And like, I just want to say, I don't want to be a sore loser. Like, I'm glad that we actually finally have competition in the NFC North again. Like, it's fun to see, like, the storied rivalry come back to life. It's
just, yeah, and he's bringing it back.
Appreciate you, dude.
That's why I don't think this is all bad, by the way. And it is working. His job that he gets paid to do, this is a bad example, but like, here's what I'll say. We have a job, you and I, where for 4.5 hours every single day, we give opinions. If you meet me in life and I'm at a party you're at, or we're sitting there at lunch, I'm not going to just be popping off takes or dismissing your takes like a caller or like telling you why this is right and this is wrong. That's not how I live my life. You've hung out with me outside of work. Mm-hmm. We have a job. This is the job. It makes you a little less likable. People think we're dismissive, or I hear from people all the time on Twitter, hey, fat ass, you know, this or that, or I hate you, whatever. That's great. I bet you in real life, we could probably get along pretty well. But in this case, he thinks there's one way to do his thing. To get the Bears to the Super Bowl, this is how I'm going to do it. And again, the locker room thing is a nothing burger to me. Not that big of a deal. I wish you'd have given him a handshake. It's not like that's the end of the world either, but you're either going to be a guy that does things the right way and is a good example, or you're not. And at least in terms of post-game handshakes, he's a bad example. Rusty Haymarket, what's good?
I mean, he shook his hand. What else do you want him to do? Big deal if he runs away real fast. He's running the locker room to celebrate with his players. He did his job.
But he did. You would acknowledge, though, he did like the worst coach, most disrespectful handshake that's happened in a long time.
You know what? Back in the day, that's how they shook hands.
Is it? I don't remember that. I mean, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it could be cursory, icy, but there's a difference now. I mean, I don't know how to say it better. I mean, yes, hands touch. So if you want to get away with the technicality,
is that
I guess
thing,
you win.
By the way, that 30 years ago, they didn't shake hands?
Yeah, I mean, guys didn't like each other, and the rivalries were real. When
the cop pulls me over with a beer in my hand, I'll say 40 years ago, everybody did this. Let's go to James in Upper Marlboro. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
I understand where you're coming from. But, I mean, for the longest time, the Packers were the cream of the crop in that division.
Yes.
And I think that he had to, you know, motivate his players. And I know the game is over and everything, but I did see the Monday Night Miracle. I saw Gibbs just wave at Parcells. And he didn't even shake his hand. But, you know, I think this is how he is, too. Because
it's 100% how he is. Appreciate the call. I mean, this is the mentality. This is who you hired. And by the way, he's an incredible coach. The Bears come back from down 21-3. They have his persona. They play 60 minutes. This is one of the great play designers and offensive minds we've seen in recent NFL history. Ben Johnson is absolutely going to be around and a problem for Green Bay for a long time.
Ben Johnson alert. Mm. Ben Johnson alert.
Mm-mm-mm. You didn't think you were getting away without a Ben Johnson alert.
No, I was sure it was coming.
Up a few times.
I was sure it was coming. Yeah. We're trying to hold out as long as possible.